We just thought that bulletin from yesterday afternoon was so good we'd replay it, just in like a best of news from yesterday afternoon. Apologies about that little technical issue there. Fired off some news from yesterday afternoon. No, you're not in a time tunnel. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, and it is real. The Socceroos are through to the round of 16. Obviously, that is a big talking point this morning. We're going to celebrate. We're going to break it down. We're going to unpack it. We're going to celebrate. Get on the phones right now if you just want to wax lyrical. Talk about anything. Talk about Wellness Wednesday. This is I have to come up with something, alliteration for Thursday. Thanksgiving Thursday. You beauty. What a great 24 hours for Australian sport on the back of the cricket. If you're listening through 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM Griffith, 1323 AM in Canberra. Listeners across Queensland for the first hour at the very least, 693 AM Brisbane, 1620 AM Gold Coast, the SEN Track Network through Queensland. Patton Hills on deck from 6 a.m. Queensland time, but you're with us for, as I say, at least the first hour, and then you can get us on the app. To all our listeners on the SEN app, get on the phones right now. Let's just bask in the glory. I mean, how good is sport? 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. If you did get up to watch or listen on SEN, have you been able to get to sleep? If you're calling us, obviously not. Or do you have to go off to work? What sort of day are you going to be in for? Should it be a public holiday? I'll check with Brandy in a moment. If you are listening belatedly via the podcast, thank you for that. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via the podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform. We got a tweet this morning, actually, that someone had listened to every single minute of our program on the podcast. I think he said over 8,000 minutes. He said, thank you. It was his favourite Spotify podcast for the year, which we really do appreciate your support. Now, on the program today, Archie Thompson will join us, SEN football expert, after 7 o'clock, former Socceroo. Adam Peacock live from Doha after 8 o'clock this morning. Michael Carrianis on the program as well from The Telegraph. Michelle Bishop with all the sports updates. But Greg Alexander, a great 24 hours for Australian sport. A great 24 hours for listening to sport on SEN with coverage of the Test cricket, which will start again at midday today, and then to get live coverage of the Football World Cup and Australia's stunning 1-0 win over Denmark, made even more spectacular by the fact Tunisia knocked over France 1-0. So Australia needed to win, and win they did.
What an incredible result, Vossi. You can have the day off, absolutely. If you got up at 2 o'clock and watched the soccer and you're feeling a little bit under the weather, don't go to work because it is a great day for Australian sport. it really is. Like,
hang on, stop right there. Listeners, stop right there. You said don't go to work, like it was a declaration.
Yes.
If you're feeling, don't go to work.
Yeah, if you've been up all morning watching the soccer and you feel a bit tired, don't go to work, really. Like, it's, but what a night it was for the Socceroos, Vossi, over there in Qatar, up against Denmark, the 10th ranked team in the world. And I know we all had hope and we thought, well, maybe, but you know, to actually win the game, the 60th minute, Matthew Leckie after another assault from Denmark. It was a length of the field goal. Harry Suter, who has had an incredible tournament, wins the ball, gets it off to Riley McGree. And we are, like, through the World Cup, we are learning about our Socceroos. Like, there's no household names in this Socceroos lineup. Even Matthew Leckie, who, this is his third World Cup. It's his first World Cup goal. But, you know, a lot of these players play in either second division, second tier competitions around the world, or they play in the A-League. So we haven't got a famous Socceroos lineup, but they've won two games to make it through to the round of 16, which is incredible. And I am so happy for Graham Arnold. Like, Graham Arnold, who came under so much criticism when we lost 4-1 to France, a lot of questions asked, but Graham Arnold has got them up for two games, two wins, and they've kept clean sheet in both games.
Absolutely. And all our FIFA World Cup updates are thanks to Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. So through to the round of 16. As Brandy said, clean sheets the last two matches, the 1-0 result over Denmark, The goal came in the 60th minute to Matthew Leckie. This is how we called it here on SEN.
And Australia will try and get it away, and they've got some space here. McGree plays it into the feet of Leckie. Leckie's one-on-one, gets to the edge of the box, cuts around, back to his left. Leckie strikes!
Yes!
Matthew Leckie! Matthew Leckie has put the Socceroos in front! The path to the round of 16 becomes clearer for the green and gold.
Well, if you thought they were going off in the commentary box, you just had to see Federation Square at that moment.
Yeah. Not many. There won't be many flares available now for the purposes of flares for people in distress out at sea, because there's none to buy. They've all been bought by football fans, it would seem. Just confirming, we all have a date. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 6 a.m. this Sunday. That is when Australia play their round of 16. Now, can I just throw something out there, Brandy? One person we haven't mentioned his name. Now, all of a sudden, penalty shootouts come into play because it's knockout from round 16 stage. Is it built up for a repeat performance of Andrew Redmayne? Because that's his role over there. Andrew Redmayne doesn't get a start. He's third choice keeper, but he's there for the penalty shootout. Wouldn't that be something? So would Matt Ryan go off and Redmayne, that's his job? If we find ourselves round of 16,
I guess that's why he's
there. Penalty shootout time, step up the grey wiggle, giddy up.
Well, he's done it before.
Giddy up.
He's done it before. So no reason why he wouldn't, Fossey. I tell you what, but Matt Ryan came up with some big saves. The Socceroos skipper, he was very good, as was our defence, because Denmark really dominated bigger periods of the game than we did. They had a lot more possession. So Australia were on the back foot a lot of times through the game. Their defence, well, it was Aussie style. It was Aussie style defence. It was tough. These two games we will play one of either Poland, Argentina, Saudi Arabia, or Mexico, and those games are underway. 10 minutes into both games, it's nil all. And Poland do sit on top of that Group C table. Argentina with one win, one loss. Saudi Arabia also on 3 points. Mexico on 1 point.
Can go anywhere. Anyone can make it. That's amazing.
Anyone can make it.
That's incredible. All for cracking. Let's do a little bit more review just before we rip into your text, because there's some great texts coming through, and so there should be. It's a really positive day. But let's hear from Matthew Leckie after the win, the goal scorer in the 1-0 victory.
We always knew we could do it. We believed as a group. We had our doubters, but, you know, with our spirit, our belief, work ethic, and how close we are as a group, it shows on the pitch. And, you know, that last 15, 20 minutes, we battled until the end, and it didn't matter what they threw at us. We weren't conceding. So just so proud, you know, we've worked so hard, and, you know, this is my third World Cup now, and I've had my chances in previous World Cups. It wasn't meant to be, and probably one of the most important goals for me and for the team.
Yeah, and again, for those who don't follow football week to week, let me just make one point about Denmark. 10th in world rankings.
Yes.
To this World Cup. Number 10. Number 10 in the world going into this World Cup. And Australia on the biggest stage, with so much to play for, life or death, have knocked over Denmark 1-0. So that is incredible. And Brandy, you've paid tribute to Graham Arnold. How good would he be feeling right now? This was Graham Arnold trying to collect his thoughts straight after the win.
We've been working on this for four and a half years, about the belief of the energy and the focus. I could see in their eyes they were ready tonight.
And just before, you've got the next game coming up quite soon. How will you embrace the celebrations tonight, if at all?
No celebrations. As I said to the boys, that's why we won after a great win against Tunisia. No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
There you go. What about
quick
that?
Turnarounds. Yeah, they're quick turnarounds, aren't they? There's a few more days, but watching some reports from Qatar about Australia's lead into the game, and it was there was very little work done between Tunisia, the win over Tunisia, and that game against Denmark. And they actually said Matthew Leckie, and they made a point of mentioning Matthew Leckie in the report, and said that he's basically done nothing. He did because he was that exhausted. After the Tunisia game, Matthew Leckie, it was basically rest between both games. So very little work on the park.
just a little observation too, where Graham Arnold said no social media. Are you allowed to send out just a little sneaky tweet? Because if you follow Mitch Duke, you might want to look up his tweet, which does involve an expletive, just a one-line tweet from Mitch Duke, which I'm totally accepting, and I'm not dobbing into the coach. I'm not going to tell Graham Arnold that Mitch Duke may have sent out a social media post. I encourage our listeners, I won't read it word for word, but I encourage our listeners to give Mitch Duke a follow and see his little tweet after the win. Very Australian. Very, very Australian tweet. So, have your say on the Socceroos right now. 1300 01 1170. McDonald Jones open line. Text 0457 736 736. Where it ranks, where you were watching. You know, everything comes to a halt now. The game that stops a nation. 6 a.m. Sunday morning in the round of 16, Brandy.
Yeah, something we didn't raise with Joel Kane yesterday when we were talking about the odds for all the games and little multis that might have been good. An Australia into Tunisia multi last night. That would have been handy.
Nice. Yeah, very wise after the event, Brandy. Great stuff. That's thanks to Kraken. Like a leading keeper with Kraken, your crypto is in good hands. Kraken.com. That is spelled K-R-A-K-E-N. No score in the two matches being played currently, which, of course, have the huge bearing on who Australia's opponent will be on Sunday morning. Now we go to the Test cricket. As I said, big 24 hours for Australian cricket. Big 24 hours for sport right here on SEN. Our coverage will again kick off at midday today. And Australia 2 for 293 after winning the toss yesterday. Marnus Labuschagne, 154 not out. Steve Smith, 59 not out. Usman Khawaja, 65. Dave Warner missed out with 5. It was quite something. Was it unexpected? No, it wasn't unexpected. But I thought Australia also paid the West Indies great respect. There were some periods there where there was some, you know, some serious heat coming at them. West Indies did their best and Australia went about compiling. And Labuschagne and Smith, if Pat Cummins said bat all day, I reckon they'd take up the challenge and they will bat all day. Those two. I'm saying we won't need anyone else. I think they're in a mood, those two. I'm on their bus.
Well, look, it was a green top, Vossi, and it was tough batting for in the early periods. And I heard Marnus Labuschagne say that the pitch actually quickened up after lunch. So West Indies wouldn't have been that disappointed to get the ball in their hands and after they lost the toss. But Australia elected to bat. Davey Warner went cheaply after chopping one back onto his stumps for 5 runs. And I think a lot of us thought that Dave Warner might have been, you know, he's the Perth specialist, might have got a big score. But Usman Khawaja, 65, Marnus, 154, and Steve Smith, 59. Labuschagne and Smith, both not out. But, we'll get to 500 or more. And then I'm looking forward to watching the Australian bowlers in action on that pitch. The thing that I got in commentary about the West Indies a lot yesterday was they were too short. They just bowled too short.
Marnus Labuschagne was his usual effervescent self. We got a little bit of audio that he was facing Jason Holder, who was very tidy, his figures, but this is Marnus in Marnus mode.
And that's another jaffer from Jason Holder late in the day.
Oh, Jason, that's a delicious ball.
That's Did he say that's ball. A delicious ball?
That's a delicious ball. he's in raptures for the man he's facing. That's going to psych your head out, doesn't it? Like, seriously. Yeah. You're in a heated test match battle and the batsman's giving you, excitedly rapping you.
Yeah, they did seem to bowl better late in the day, the West Indies. And listening to Damien Fleming, because after yesterday, Vossi, after the show yesterday, I jumped in the car and drove out to Penrith and then drove back home later in the afternoon. And I listened on to our coverage of the test match. And Damien Fleming was saying, you know, they're bowling 4 or 5 balls short and then pitching one up. He said they need to reverse that. But Marnus, I did hear him say too late in the day, I don't know who the bowler was, whether it was Roach or Holder. And he said, well, you won that one. That you got me that over. That's your over.
Like, that is psyching you out, that is doing your head in. That would be doing your head in, although Holder's a very experienced campaigner, former captain of the West Indies. So you can have your say on the cricket as well, if you really got into it. I mean, the crowd, by the by, 10,929 in a 60,000 stadium, but you'd like to think a few more will get along today because it'll certainly be a show. But if you can't get there, of course, listening on the SEN app, it's the best radio coverage I've ever heard all my life. In cricket, just the analysts, the fun they have, it's engaging with the audience, and that's all on again from midday today. No score in both those World Cup matches being played right at the moment. That is there at the FIFA World Cup, Saudi Arabia and Mexico, Poland and Argentina. Let's rip into your calls and texts in just a moment. Come on board, put your Socceroos shirt on and talk up the Socceroos. And if you want to talk the cricket, go there as well. It's 20 after 6 in New South Wales, 20 after 5 in Queensland. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.